warm days, please be kind.
I'm Smith.
And I'm Jones.
And we're conducting an experiment to see if cigarette butts are, in fact, trash.
There's a cigarette butt in my...
Hello, ma'am.
Did you... What the... You just ruined my mocha choca latte yaya.
It appears that cigarette butts are, in fact, trash.
Free Radio. San Francisco's alternative radio. And listen online.
Well, it took some doing, but now it's time for some Ask Dr. Hal show live on radio. That's right, you'll never know what the Ask Dr. Hal show is going to be like, look like, or sound like, but now you can settle back, kick off your size 12s, and take a long, hard look at yourself for having the time to listen to this radio show, the Ask Dr. Hal show. With Puzzling Evidence and K-Rob and an entire host of non-entities who don't happen to be physically present. And so we're going to...
Here's Philo Drummond.
Well,
here's Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, but Jerry, Pete, and Philo weren't able to attend tonight. Pete is having a banquet for the Benevolent Order of Firemen.
Philo's in his last night of being at Disneyland.
Happiest place on earth.
He's living that music that we're listening to right now in his soul.
Yes, he's getting goofy with Donald and Mickey, Clarabelle, and all the rest. But here in the hallowed halls of Ask Dr. Hal, we're aspiring to a higher and lonely destiny.
And one neat thing is we're, 50 feet from where the live Dr. Hal show...
Used to be. Oh, we're getting a call now.
No, it's not what the number is at all. Now, what is the number?
Well, there's a something.
Hey there, Pirate Cat. You're peaking. Your level.
Yeah, you're a bit.
Peaking.
You're a bit.
I'm terribly sorry. This is not down. Repeat. Not the radio station you think it is. This is radio. We are a pirate radio station. But are you certain that you're calling the one you intended to call?
Hey, thanks, Hal. You're on it, buddy.
Well, I'm a trying, but you know,
this sounds like one of those
do it
arena
even
people.
When one gets on it, unless you drink
Are
a big glass of water behind.
Are you on the computer or on the radio? Listening on the computer or the radio? Caller.
Well, I think he...
Well, I'm not on yet.
Okay.
You're not?
No, they're not on yet. They're not even listening yet.
Wait, you're not listening?
No.
Well, but... What?
Is there a delay? Are you listening to us live? Can you see my lips move?
Hey, stop that. There's somebody watching. Well, I'm somewhat at sea here, at odds with understanding some of the technical aspects of the underwater radio show.
Tonight I'm going to be the guy on Left Wing Radio that's like, okay, everybody talk about me. I got to use that line tonight.
Yes, it's another political
talk
radio show with people in loud suits with loud voices yelling loud about the issues.
His mic and my mic might be a little bit hot.
It's slightly improving, but you're over-modulating.
Yeah, I think our mics are just a little bit...
Smile when you say that part.
The music sounds good.
I'm not over anything.
Yeah, it's fuzzing out the top.
Fuzz, eh?
Yeah, I can hear it in my headphones.
This is supposed to be unregulated
radio. It's like it's super boomy at the bottom end.
We're switching to classic rock.
Stop. We're going to fix it all up as soon as sweet refreshment from the bottom of the sound.
You don't make the necessary repairs. Oh, by the way, we have a series of questions here to ask you.
Okay, well, that'll be good after we get started, but we're still putting on our
slippers. We're not hearing good questions on bad radio.
Bad.
We'll call later.
Yeah, well, it's bad as in popular parlance, meaning good. Oh, well, there he went. It's difficult to hold a quorum.
It's the call that made the meters spike out, by the way.
Oh, the caller was doing it all the time. He was complaining about us. Well,
now that he's gone, we can talk about him. Yeah. Did you see what he was wearing?
Loud and lewd, but I'm just from the Piscean age. I'm not used to these global warming
fashions. Well, tonight
at
Gary's house, I said that you belong between 1890 and 1927, maybe.
Comfortable bookends.
And then she said, well, what do you talk about in your radio show? And thinking of that guy in the movie last night, I said, we just talk about me.
there's a movie last night?
There's this long pause.
Well, what movie were you watching that's all about
We were watching All About Me, Left of the Dial, which was the beginning of Air America.
Oh, yeah,
which is unfair to beat up on guys just starting a radio station, but if you haven't seen it, you should. You would appreciate all of the madness.
Government flunkies.
Trying to start the government flunky station. Just like this one. It's a monster FCC.
Well, we will mention the topic of monsters when we get to it, but... some dangers might also best
the caller mentioned. Probably didn't even know that I got everybody here an hour late.
Well, the caller didn't know that, but if you've been waiting to listen to something besides the usual music feed, now perhaps that hunger can be assuaged with a delicious, crunchy morsel known as the on-air Ask Dr. Hal show. Yeah. Not to be confused with the live Ask Dr. Hal show or Ask Dr. Hal show 2.0. And stay tuned for a possible Ask Dr. Hal 3.0. Although I'm not able to talk to Pete Goldie about it because he's not here. So I don't know what to do. But
Pete Goldie, are you listening right now? Are you laughing?
No, he hung up. He's holding a big banquet for the impatient order of associated firemen and cereal workers at his house. And that's about it for us. Because, you know, he can't do that and be here on the radio. I thought he knew we were planning to do this. I thought he cared, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, one must roll with the punches. And it's important to consider the question that a giant magnetic superflux in outer space could be dooming all life on Earth. Could, in fact, the most magnetic objects in the universe cause extinction on Earth? Later or not, we may find out. Unfortunately, without Pete Goldie here, another thing I meant to ask him is the exact date of the upcoming bombardment of the moon.
Yes.
Because some of us are wondering if it'll happen while...
You should tell the audience what that is,
because
it's pretty exciting.
The assembled, trembling hordes of folks are out in the Black Rock Desert under a clear sky.
I would bet they won't be able to see it because of all the light pollution that huge festival produces.
Maybe so, but they won't have an overdub of clouds and a low ceiling of drippy San Francisco fog raining on their Playa Parade. But, of course,
hello.
It's a crapshoot. Hello.
Don't say hello.
Well, I already did, but...
Is my radio too loud?
See,
I hope not. I hope your radio is at an agreeable setting, which...
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Yes.
Wolfman Jack.
No, he died.
No, he's dead.
Can
he's
I hear
long
the
gone.
Jackson 5?
Yes.
You can hear them anytime you shut your eyes and concentrate on the inside of your eyelids. But I wouldn't mind five Jackson. But I don't get a payment.
Hey, Pete says turn it up because the girls are talking too loud, okay?
Well, there's some girl who's talking and talking over me.
I
don't understand.
Can you tell us what kind of pajama bottoms you have on?
Am I going out? Nobody seems to be hearing me.
11 or 11.
You're there. The little caller is so intent on talking about pajamas.
I don't understand. Well, I'm if I'm on the air, and if I am getting out.
I'm ready for my close-up. Can I have my close-up now? I'm ready.
I'm afraid you're all too close. You're standing in the foreground and blocking everyone else, particularly me. But that's the magic of radio that we try to bring to you with the latest scientific technology.
I gotta go because I'm on the radio.
Understand
okay,
the new climate threat of melting Arctic permafrost, which
that
threatens to bubble up from the frozen tundra and pollute the ecosphere even further. But we do welcome callers on free radio. And now let's speak of the monstrous imbalances in nature and civilization, which create so much grief for conscientious
souls. What's wrong with the mixing board again?
Well, I think someone's been a little mixed up who's been operating it. No, not you. But whoever left these previous settings as they were should have had his knuckles wrapped with a ruler by a stern nun.
I won't show you that horrible picture.
Well, you know, this is radio, so...
Stop that!
It's not that horrible,
there you
actually.
Go.
It's just sort
see,
of odd.
Anything you say, it happens. But that's what radio is is like. All we need to do is mention it, and there is the image in the mind. What is this strange twilight world, between the pit of man's stomach and the summit of his own perspiration and embarrassing body sounds.
That's it.
There's the signpost up ahead, but I can't read it because I didn't bring my right glasses. Within the next 5 years, a new space telescope that Pete Goldie is unable to tell us about since he's not here will make the Hubble seem like some tattered alien remnant from the Dark Ages. Yeah. NASA and the European and Canadian space agencies plan to launch the James Webb Space Telescope into an orbit almost a million miles from Earth. The telescope's mission will be to study every phase of cosmic development. Yes, I was thinking of the James Woods telescope, which is somewhat
really
more...
Really, the actor?
Well, he is an actor, but he's known on Earth for his pugnacity. And it's time that we started showing a united front to the aliens so that they don't get too uppity, if you know what I mean. We're going to take racism to an entirely new level as we tell mean-spirited jokes about Martians, those bone-dry monsters from another world, and Vinooks, inhabitants of our second planet, who you don't want moving in next to you, all super heated and just unsuited for daily life here in God's country. But can computer models explain the killer strength of a giant lizard?
Yeah, sure.
Some scientists believe they can. Oh, you seem to know that automatically. They can.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, I guess computer models can explain anything. Garbage in, garbage out.
Garbage out, yeah.
But, you know, a combination of form and technique does give the Komodo dragon, the world's largest living lizard, its ferocious bite.
Nice.
Interest to me.
Better ears now.
Other delvers into the prehistoric past. Even within the time of
now
man.
Now you can spread us left, right. There you go. So,
long after the extinction of
because I do that on my show because it
Mesozoic
helps differentiate a little
megafauna.
Bit. Now I'm over here.
The
I am the whipped cream.
Prehistoric
the
giant lizard.
Okay, Rob is
Megalania.
Well, that's
attained
that
an
really
enormous size. And it makes the giant lizards of today look like little bitty lizards in comparison.
Ew.
Yes.
Oh, they like it.
Now, I don't know if you're following
on the belly.
Roman history, but the Emperor Tiberius actually had one of these things for a pet.
Wow.
Brought all the way to Rome where they loved exotic animals, and it was so exotic that they didn't even kill it. Tiberius's wingless dragon. Which was actually one of these lizards. Perhaps even a last surviving Sacania itself. Of course, we'll never know because of the destruction of records which occurred between the administration of Tiberius, Claudius, Germanicus Caesar, or whatever they called him, and Caligula, or Little Booties. Well, it may not seem surprising that Komodo dragons at up to 10 feet long and 300 pounds of solid lizard can take down big prey like pigs, deer, cattle, and even stupid, slow-moving people. But scientists say these dragons, native to the Indonesian island of Komodo and other nearby islands, you never hear about that, like these lizards also inhabit the island of Pulau Pulau Bompa. How come we don't call them Pulau Pulau Bompa dragons? Maybe we ought to, huh? Maybe we should stop this whole Komodo thing and, oh, well, now we're getting a call. The moment you suggest something, the caller's...
She kept saying...
But nobody
came. No, the Uyghurs went...
Hello, you're on the air.
The Uyghurs are living what's that?
It sounds like a quorum.
I need to talk to K-Rob right away.
Here you go.
Oh, boy.
Put him on.
Hey, K-Rob, your levels are a little hot. You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk over here.
You know, I've heard it said that these levels
crazy.
Are actually only hot because of callers.
It's like it's vibrating from all directions.
Yeah, I think the
mic's magic.
The levels are peaking.
Well, let's just turn it down. Can't
can
we pop it down?
I'm saying?
The, you can hear.
They put duct tape on
the They've music. Duct taped them
Am
into
I
the current.
Through?
They've duct taped the levels into this. We have to sever the tape. It's true. Look at the... Well, you can't look at the board, but they fastened...
And you're listening it over the air,
wow,
right?
Wow, now there's a terrible loop going on.
That's awful.
Yeah,
I'm awfully sorry. We're just trying to
Can
set
you hear?
Up. I can hear
see?
You.
Can you feel?
I can hear you.
Is that a 25?
Unless you answer me, I cannot know or tell whether you're hearing me.
You, Rob.
Ugh, he's not
it's
even.
Some kind of romantic.
I've got a dawn for you.
The last caller couldn't hear me either. Are you sure?
Does
I'm
my
going
aluminum
out of
hat look all right?
You're there. You're quite clear.
To go with my panties, okay?
Okay, there she is talking about her panties.
Her panties, okay? Is that you say?
You should
say
come
that,
over.
You say
more
that's like a bad
foil.
Thing.
Sarah has aluminum foil.
Okay.
We got you covered, baby.
We got the
aluminum.
Hash. I really feel.
So
I can,
now put
I
the aluminum foil around your hat, your head.
I feel deep.
The pyramids.
Yeah.
That you're
make
wearing.
A little pyramid and wear it.
Man.
Sugar death pajama bottom.
Ancient Egypt. That's
now the cool
is.
Man from Uncle Music is washing your brain.
Okay, while your brain is washed, we'll depart from the subject of giant lizards, which I was about to get into, and talk about what you'd like to hear on our show, because the show is really not about us. It's about you, about what you'd like to hear.
I'm putting myself on the radio, Mr. DeMille. I'm ready for my voiceover.
Your voice is going out
over
the radio.
Something's gotten into me.
Oh,
would it
no.
be a,
I don't know what it is.
A scuttling insect.
But
it's probably FCC for
I'm ready
radio.
For my
do a commercial.
Well,
Mr.
you are
FCC
close.
Free
in fact,
radio.
Please give some acknowledgement that you hear what
up.
I'm saying.
Can you hear how?
There, she did it in her own way.
She just thinks it's funny. She just
yeah.
thinks it's funny.
I've got to tell you, this isn't the way to get on the best side of the Ask Dr. Hasso, but
do you have a question for, you know?
Yeah, what about a question?
It's like you're the live show. I met a young lady recently who came to your show and asked you a question.
And what was her reaction?
She told me that. Well, she said you sidestepped
like
her question.
At this point.
What were you talking about? Well,
we're talking about the question
really
you should be asking Hal right now.
I tried to talk about pulsars and magnetars. Then I tried to talk about the computer models explaining the killer strength of the world's largest living lizard.
We've got all the boys on one side of the room and all
the
girls
in
the
movie.
On the other side of the room.
And the square dance is going to start any moment.
We've decided that's the natural way of things.
Well, they say boy, girl, boy, girl. Yeah. That's the way the host is supposed to seat his guests.
All you want to me, I can't hear anything you're saying. I can't hear anything I'm saying. I just have this terrible, horrible, laughing, giggling, clucking sound.
Why don't you carry your cellulite phone into the next room, and then you'll be able to communicate in concord without discord.
You have to have a knob to fix this.
And in San Francisco without disco.
There'll be some adjustment, some level, some...
I
some
tell you,
thing, you
gremlins
you can,
have
you can,
fastened all the switches shot, into their place with duct tape, and
make,
it's impossible to adjust.
You know, the thing is that the levels are really low on the board. I don't know.
We say the levels are low. You say the levels are high. Who are we?
You know what
agree?
It reminds me of? It's like too much bass. That's the simplest, stupid thing.
Too much bass
but
and ignoble broadcasting.
Observation. I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, over here.
I don't understand this.
If you were listening on headphones, you can tell.
I make some more requests.
But it bothers me that the
listeners, whichever
and whoever they
are, radio.
Wow. They're hearing.
Now it's sneaking in all the time.
Or not enough.
It's a scorching hot day.
Let's just start acting like the monkeys, you know, jumping around, wearing fireman shirts from Boston.
Well, here we are, you know, and we're... only a few minutes into the show, and already the callers are...
Where did you get that?
Into their own
private I have a question.
Park. All right.
Well, where did that clock come from? The where did your watch come from?
It was
originally
given to me by my parents.
Oh.
So well, I don't know where they got it.
What?
Perhaps some jeweler in Arizona,
I'd
where
like
I lived
more
at the time.
About your shoe size.
Oh, just because I showed you my grandmother's. Because,
you know, shoe size is related
it's
to ring
to
size.
Where those things come from.
Yeah.
And with a larger ring...
You know what that
well,
means.
It costs more.
With this ring, IV telephone.
Uh-oh.
You know?
Look, that's...
What's the number here? Maybe we should attract other callers. Oh,
well,
there it is.
If we do, they'll be just as incoherent as these callers. But why not give it a shot? That's the way to get a hold of us, here and now.
Don't give out your
at
number, you
these callers lick K-Rock all over if they were here right now.
San Francisco's alternative radio for an alternative culture.
Yeah.
Join us on the internet, or try to.
The best.
Hordes of callers are now besieging the station.
Oh, look outside. There are hundreds of callers. They're
and they've got torches and pitchforks,
right
too.
Oh, I don't think they like
we don't want to let them in here.
Oh, oops. Oh, I'm sorry.
Just.
I was looking at the wrong
side. That's right. Wave at him. Just wave.
Oh, hi. Hi. Oh, yeah, that works. Look, they're like zombies.
Okay, zombies we don't need. In fact, that is a good description.
Give me a zombie hug now.
Of the rest. No, thank you. What happened to this? This is not. No, that's not it.
It's the. Now I'm going to send Hal a shrub. And then
well,
I'm going
it's
to,
what we're hearing is music composed by Laurie Johnson for Dr. Strangelove, not lovable Tex Avery cartoon music, which is supposed to be.
Didn't you guys play the cartoon at the start of the show?
Here it comes. A wacky cartoon from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Slap Happy Rutabaga. Let's settle back and watch it.
I think there's someone there.
But it's on YouTube, so it should
someone where?
Every once in a while.
Can you hear me? I don't think they can hear me. Mm-hmm. Really, I honestly
them.
Do.
No
one answers me directly.
When radio comes marching home. Hey, you guys, don't listen to Hal, okay?
I wanted to tell you about my new shoes.
Shoes?
Issues. I think she's talking about her issues.
Issues and answers.
She doesn't hear anybody. She doesn't hear me.
But, you know,
Rob,
even the most fashionable pair of shoes will not protect you from the toxic bite of a giant lizard, Varanus Komodoensis.
It always comes back to the damn Komodo dragon.
Well, we're trying to keep the show on an even keel.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine, but can you hear us?
Yeah, you can hear Bob
no
Dobbs.
Answer.
Everybody can hear Bob Dobbs.
I don't think they can hear, honestly. Try turning that little silver knob over there. Yeah, that might do.
Yeah, sometimes the station goes into these weird loops.
I got black shoes. Yeah.
Loop station?
They're comfy.
Cool, loop station.
They're not sexy, but they're comfy.
The other man made a mention of loops. What do you mean loops? You're talking about a real thing?
Because I am comfortable
actual effect.
With my sex.
Feed.
Or sexy with my comfort.
Oh, yeah.
Am I going out at all?
I don't know.
You just need a little radio, right?
It would be nice if somebody would acknowledge that I'm here, so I know it. Can anybody hear me?
Hey, Rob, is this the end?
Well, these other girls got heels.
See, they're not answering. They're talking about shoes. So I don't think this is even working.
No, those girls are walking on the shoes. This one girl was like walking in her shoes. She had one heel on and one heel off. And the heel that was off, her toe was completely pointed in the shape of a heel. It was like as if her foot never stopped moving in that direction. It was like, I'm in a heel, but I'm barefoot.
Well, I'm also a heel and underfoot, so I wish you would have some sympathy with me in the situation that I'm in. So we have a bunch of drugs.
Sarah's new shoes are really hot. You should check them out next time. You should ask her about them.
I suppose we could always cut
them. We would get you other callers, but we're the only ones listening to the show right now.
Caller, can you hear me?
You're not happy with us as listeners and callers to your show. We'll try and do better.
Could you answer and let me know if you're hearing me?
Well, maybe if you tell us what color your underwear are, we would be better callers.
Just cut them off. Sorry, folks, I'm not even certain that I am being heard, but the callers were very uncooperative, and we have to know whether or not this is actually going out over the air. I suppose it is always possible to return to the subject of giant lizards of the Antipodes. But before I do, we're going to try one other technical trick from our bottomless bag of tricks to make sure that this is going out, even if such callers as deign to call us will not give us this piece of essential information. And it's possible we could get a call from somewhere else at fccfreeradio.com, area code 415-513-5239. It may seem that chaos is the liquid medium in which we swim, but in fact, if we could get into a different pond, it wouldn't bother this cross obturigian one iota. So we know that Big Pete Goldie will be out in his backyard with his telescope when the moon is struck by Earth's sinister dagger blow. And he is benefiting from the accumulated mountain of scientific information on which he stands, all the way back to early pioneers of optics, and even Sir Isaac Newton himself, who built the telescope, which he holds in this famous picture.
Now, people, you know, have
calling?
To be able to hear you because they were complaining about them.
I'm so nervous.
Okay, just calm down.
Someone.
Ask Hal how to calm down.
Can you hear me? That's what I want to know. Can you hear me?
Oh, it's the Pete Goldie Show. Hey, folks.
All right. They're not hearing me, so cut them off. Let's see if we can get somebody else to call. Early optics, telescopes, Newton. I was somewhere with that. Then the drunks came cascading in. There we go. Look at them scurrying around trying to build the first major telescope in the 17th century like a bunch of ants. In 1668, they discovered a new way to gather light. And what did they do with it? They looked out at the heavens. And what did they see after Isaac Newton finally found a way to correct chromatic aberration and replace the objective lens with a mirror that reflected light instead of refracting it? This technology is in Pete Goldie's telescope and will help him see the mortal wounding of our satellite, the moon, in just a few days.
Well, they're going to blow up the moon. I saw it last night. I saw the news report.
Yes, even though we have determined that there are no weapons of mass destruction there, it does seem as if old Selene, our heavenly partner, will take a major hit.
That almost sounds like it's a music machine playing that, is it? That Beatles song?
Boy, you said a mouthful. And in 1962, with the advent of the orbiting telescope, beginning with the British Ariel 1, astronomy entered a new era. Placing a telescope in space gave astronomers a view of the heavens unobstructed by the atmosphere, which keeps Pete Goldie from seeing the farthest reaches of the cosmos. Today, several telescopes orbit the planet, the most famous of which is NASA's Hubble Space Telescope.
Launched into orbit in 1990, Hubble circles 350 miles above the planet, observing visible ultraviolet and infrared light beaming from the universe with its 94-inch primary mirror.
Space.
They must be able to hear us because they were complaining about the levels earlier. So
they're complaining, though. No one acknowledges what I say, so
yeah,
that
know,
makes
I
me
know.
Think
or
my
anyone,
mic
so.
Is. You know, I'm quite willing to let them be on, but not if they're going to go on and not answer me. That's the problem, or a problem.
Let's talk
but
about
there's
me.
No problem that can't be surmounted. A man who's not afraid to. Set his sights upon the summit. Is
but
a man who's
partying
time has come.
Right now. They're
so
in their apartment. We'll build there they are. They're partying because
we'll
of this
okay,
show.
Okay, so like, Cal, this is going to seem like a really maybe unusual question, but I want to know what's the worst, I guess, sore that you've ever found on your genital area.
Well, I
mean,
can answer that.
There's that would like to know.
I can answer that, but I'd like you to answer me first to make sure that, so I can make sure that I am actually being heard. Will you give me some sense that what I'm saying now is something you can respond to?
What's that?
There, she's hearing something. Can you hear me? Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, very good. The last sore I had on my genitals was the result of a medical condition known as...
Wait, I have to go loud in here. Hang on, I'm going to another
station. You missed the answer. Okay, next question.
I'm calling from a bar. And
so
I've been
you're
listening
that's
on
why
my
the noise.
Friend's
yeah,
radio.
Guys,
hang on.
I thought you had your radio
Let me
up really
get more
loud.
Private.
So
okay,
the entire bar is
all
about
right.
to hear about
I was
now.
Talking about the world's largest living lizard, or the most
oh, yeah,
large lizard
his,
that was recently extinct in the general area of lacertism, or lizard science. This was the Megalania, a prehistoric monster from the Antipodean land.
Prehistoric monsters? Wait, you've had a prehistoric monster in your genital area?
Yep.
Actually, I did not. You are conflating two different streams of answers into one, and in doing so, in an act of signal creativity, entertaining our audience far more than any poor power which it may be mine to command. But let me skip back to your earlier question.
Oh, that's fabulous. I like that. I like entertaining your vast audience of callers.
That's good. I hope they're paying attention.
No, Mary.
Now, tell me which you would like me to follow, the genital question or the prehistoric lizard controversy?
What makes you more comfortable, Hal?
Well, what makes me comfortable is giving satisfaction to this army of callers besieging us now.
Give me an extreme description of the worst genital sore you've ever had.
Well, I was answering that before, and I'll gladly skip back to that answer. I don't know if you've ever heard of a medical condition known as balanitis. Have you?
No, I have not. I have not heard of that.
Balanitis mocks the symptoms of some of the more virulent sexually transmitted diseases.
Is it related to staph at all?
No,
what
J.G.
it actually
Ballard.
is no, not Ballarditis. This is balanitis. Frankly, yes, I did have that. And frankly, I was quite worried about it, so I went to the doctors as soon as I could find one that would treat poor folks like myself, and he told me, you don't have to worry about that at all. Go to Walgreens and get a little tube of this stuff here and rub it on and it'll all disappear. But there's some bad news. Some bad news that you're going to have to take. So I want you to sit down. Are you sitting down? Okay.
Yes, I'm sitting down, but I want to know, how long did you have to rub this ointment on the genital sore?
Well, that was the fun part. The bad part was hearing what they told me. You see, they said that people who have this don't actually have a sexually transmitted disease, and their private parts are perfectly all right. But what is bad about it is that only diabetics have this happen. This is the way your body says, hey, stop messing around. You've got diabetes. And that was how I discovered that I, myself, was one of the sad sufferers of type 2 diabetes, which I still have unto this day. All right, put your girlfriend on, and I will try not to put her on if you follow me. Here in the studio with Puzzling Evidence of the Puzzling Evidence radio program and K-Rob.
They're having a big giggle party.
Well, they can giggle. We're stuck here in the studio while they giggle.
So our next question is, we want to know if you can take this from booze.
The music's all creamy.
From whose?
Yes.
You want to know if you can get pregnant from...
Yes.
From what?
Booze.
It's drinking, yeah.
Booze. From drinking. Well, it can help, but it cannot impregnate you in and of itself. Any suggestion that it is a mere chimera set up by thin-lipped anhedonic moralists to try to dissuade you from having fun. According to the Dr. Hal Show, you should drink as much as makes you happy and not a drop further. Well, let's hope there are some other questions and perhaps even this booze-ridden party inhabited by rum-soaked reprobates and sodden tosspots will come to its senses and ask questions about matters of great concern
about Johnny Depp.
To the community. What happened to him? Johnny Depp?
You know, what happened?
Oh, well, he's not interesting. He's a movie star.
Captain Weird or something?
Yeah.
What are you speaking of? Perhaps you'd care to enlighten our listeners with an extension of that comment.
Just something I saw while waiting for a movie at the Metreon.
Captain Weird, eh?
Yeah.
That seems highly...
I'm not trying to be Captain Weird. I'm just me, Johnny Depp.
Oh, it's a movie about Johnny Depp. Well, that...
In a universe where Michael Jackson is still dead.
Yeah. Michael Jackson is dead. Now he belongs to the ages. He shall have no giant tomb as the Pharaoh Cheops did.
They really were mean when they wouldn't let him put his giant tomb at the Neverland. I thought that would be so...
Well, I guess it's not zoned to bury...
Yeah, that's... just a few days ago, I haven't hit the article yet, but the New York Times had a front page under the fold article about many people are burying old grandpa at home now.
It's highly illegal. Even to bury a little dog in your friend's backyard can get the entire anger of the law in its full majesty coming down on your head. So, of course, we and no one we know would ever do that. But you may be aware that King Tut, who everybody thinks is such a big cheese because he's got a show over in the park, which is too expensive for most people I know to go to. They may think he was important in Egyptian history, but the fact is he's there with all his stuff because he was utterly unimportant and nobody even thought to rifle his tomb and rummage through his drawers. But, well, his stuff is over there in the museum. He can't use it.
I keep meaning to go over and see his stuff.
It costs a pretty penny. But there was something weird about King Tut and about his immediate predecessor, the heretical Pharaoh Akhenaten, who wanted to abolish the entire Egyptian pantheon and take up the worship of the sun as the one true God. Well, but the Egyptian religion was also somewhat astronomy-based, but they took this sun thing too far. Now, between Akhenaten's New Age rule and the incredibly militaristic rule of Pharaoh Horemheb, played by Victor Mature in the movie, who went to war with the Hittites and exchanged the bronze sword of the Egyptians for the iron sword of those bearded guys with the hooked noses and the tall caps, King Tut's absolutely inoffensive rule took place. And he and his father seem to have had sort of feminine figures for men. What is up with that? What is the explanation of Pharaoh's feminine figure?
Are you saying it's kind of like Corporal McKenzie's wife?
Well, genetic disorders may have caused this ruler's unusual physique. You see,
hey, Hal?
Yes?
I need to know if you could shove...
It's all filthy lucre.
Mm-hmm.
And would be
all
rendered...
pleasures me.
It would be rendered more so. You know, now, if you will think about this question logically, the answer nestles within it, as so often in those envelopes which come to my desk. Yes, I hardly need to come up with an answer because the answer is right there.
What coin would you prefer?
Coins? Oh, you were speaking of paper money.
The coin is different. What roll of coin would you prefer?
Lilliputian money. Sprugs.
Oh, pennies?
No.
Dimes. No, dimes. No. I think dimes are smaller.
No, the Empire of Lilliput.
Or would you choose Euro?
Had its own coinage. And they used sprugs.
90 miles north of
here. A Lilliputian sprug is tiny. In fact, it's difficult to pick up. It's so small. There were a race of 6-inch-high people, you know. I would only permit their money to...
Is it smaller than the head of a pin?
Maybe about that size, depending on...
I've never seen Lilliputian money, and I need to know.
That's because you'd have to go to the Empire of Lilliput to see it, and it may not exist anymore. You see, they were in a long war with the nearby Empire of Blefuscu, another land inhabited by 6-inch-high folks, and had exhausted their... treasury in genocidal war and laid waste to the countryside, and it was at this time when they were invaded by the giants.
I need a theme for my next question. Give me a theme for my next question.
Well,
how about... What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to be listened
dinosaurs,
to
probably.
In particular. More
what?
Than I'd just like to spin my wheels.
Don't
to be able
what?
To finish an answer and explain myself is the greatest felicity. But by that same token, the most painful and irritation-producing phenomenon is to be perpetually interrupted and never to be allowed to come to a conclusion.
Okay.
Conversation
I'm gonna,
is interrupted.
Let me pause. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to pause for a second.
Oh, you don't
and
need to hang up.
Question, okay?
I like to hang up.
All right. But, yeah.
All right.
I'm thinking about you the whole time.
Well, that's good.
Right
she went
there.
Into
she's
my other to... earphone.
Wow,
that's
that
great.
Was cool.
She's in stereo. You know,
no,
it's
she's
good
in her
to have.
She is me show. She's
I was
me
going
show.
To speak of the strange femininity of the Egyptian pharaonic line, but instead of that, or talking
wait,
about
no,
the extinct
the,
giant lizards
the girlish
of the
figures
southern
of
continents,
Tut and Dad and Tut. No,
well,
I can't remember his name.
The relation of Tut and Akhenaten was not the relation of son to father. Let's not put out this false information on the Ask Dr. Hal show. No. The Egyptian pharaoh Akhenaten's voluptuous body shape and elongated head and neck...
Are we sinking?
...have long perplexed historians, yes. But now a theory has popped out that Akhenaten may have suffered from two genetic disorders that affect body shape. Yes, he was pictured as having prominent breasts and buttocks. Wow. Indications of a hormone disorder, an overproduction of the enzyme aromatase, which is instrumental in the body's production of the hormone estrogen, is the likely culprit. So I'm glad we've settled that. Now we're going to be able to move on to... Oh, yeah.
I did want to fill in about Corporal McKenzie's wife, who he was a 7th Cavalry trooper.
Yes.
Who, about 2 years after the battle, after living through all that nightmare,
we're
on
talking
Marino's
about
Hill,
Custer's last stand.
He discovered that his wife was a man.
Yeah, I read about him. In fact, he discovered that his wife was a man after she died, and they examined her and said, what are you doing here, Corporal? Your wife was a man. And it so freaked him out that his wife was a man after all these years that he didn't last very much.
No, he went outside and shot himself.
He shot himself.
That was the moment of like,
I was married to a man?
Yeah, that's
here,
pretty nasty.
Here, take my revolver. I think you know what is expected of you.
Yes, exactly. Only a gentleman would have to...
Yes,
finish,
ladies and gentlemen, the subject of sex has once again reared its spotted head.
So don't think about the Mikado now or any of those tales about the same thing. I love those little tales.
No kidding. Paintings and statues of astronauts suggest
hands.
That he suffered from genetic diseases.
Oh, you would. And I was telling K-Rob about... Oh, sorry.
Well, I just wanted to say, concluding with King Tut one more time, that they did do a CAT scan of King Tut's skull. And... what do you think they found? Abnormal head shape, similar to that of the mystic pharaoh Akhenaten.
Actually, so, cat is one of the few words you can't say on the
is he,
station.
Oh, but it was not a...
pirate and cat.
Oh, there he is. Stop it. He just did it. There he went. He went and did it.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. Not on my watch. I've got...
Cal?
Yes?
Are you there?
She's all
yes,
sexy.
I am. Can you hear me?
She's all sexy.
Can you hear me?
Wow.
Can you hear me?
I can't really hear you, but I imagine I can hear you.
Well, that's too bad. I wish you actually could hear me. Then I could tell you what song the sirens sang, the name Achilles used when he hid himself among women.
Did you bathe with oil?
Real
sexy.
You know, I'm having a little bit of trouble because the plumbing has been disconnected.
No, I can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
I finally now know I can't hear you.
You can or cannot?
Wait.
Yes, there is no bath service where I live.
Say it again?
Impossible to bathe because no cold water.
You're a little effusive.
Well, then turn
you're
me
so
up.
Tiny.
Turn me up. Help the bombardier. Help him. Turn me up. Now, did anything turn up?
Why don't you tell me this? If you can hear me, which I think you can.
I can hear you, but I need to know whether you can hear me.
Okay, so I hear you. Oh, you're getting louder.
You do hear me. Very well.
I am at your service.
Have
a bath service?
No bath service here, ma'am. Only good service.
I need a bath attendant, and if you are volunteering for that service, that can be readily arranged. But remember, whether we're dealing with giant fish known as groupies or groupers.
I'm going to go stand in the BART station. Maybe I'll hear you over there.
All right. I hope that it's that which has to do with your inability to hear us and speak clearly and cleanly.
We go to 1 a.m., right?
Because
we missed
now.
The first hour, so you guys
can
that's
right. We have to do 2 hours.
Yeah,
we do?
2 hours? I get a whole 2 hours?
You get a whole
I had
two
no
hours
idea we were going to go past the terminus of midnight.
Well, it's possible.
Well, good. Let's do it then. So no one comes in to follow us. There isn't the knitting show
no
or the sculpting with
the
plasticine show.
That would be great.
You know, all that stuff. That
would be so great.
The furball show is pretty fun.
Have you ever seen that huge-mouthed fish known as a grouper?
Are they related to the remoras?
Vaguely. Distantly. But actually,
just their mouth, yeah.
They're a giant. The remora's mouth is a suction cup, but the grouper's is a huge, vast cavern full of sharp stalagmitous teeth that you don't want nibbling at you. And believe me, they might try it. In fact, Puzzling Evidence had an amusing story about some friends of his
right,
who were skin diving, and they took some mushrooms, and then they landed right on top of two large, irate groupers have sex.
Yep.
Who then turned around and nibbled at them.
At the little human, they bit him like
they
a
nibbled,
dog.
Did they bite anything
they
off?
They just bit his legs like a dog. And before I could get in, I was about to jump in the water. He was back on the rafts, screaming that he was being bitten. I'm thinking, what, you're in like 2 feet of water.
That was the last bath you had? That was the one?
No, that is what can happen when you bathe, but it's not what always happens.
Yeah, if there are groupers in your bathtub, that's what happens.
You have to keep it fairly filled so they actually have room to maneuver since they are large. Larger in some cases than a human.
Tunas and groupers and the whole family are gigantic.
But more than 130 fish species feed off parasites living on other fish, and groupers are no exception because they have these teensy tiny fish to come in and clean all the sludge out of their mouths.
See, now, exactly. Right now Robert's playing big pictures of those on the wall.
Scientists at the University of East Anglia in England found that Caribbean gobies actually show a preference for predators over herbivores. They initiate more interactions with predators, and they don't make them wait as long, which is convenient for toothed meat-eaters like groupers, as if they're completely harmless, swimming right into their mouths. Why predator fish...
So we're talking about sex again, I can tell.
Morsels remains a mystery. Well, we're talking about ease and pleasure, so sex is never far away from that.
That's true.
These groupers did bite Puzzling Evidence's friends because they were trying to have sex when the tripping hipsters jumped off the boat right on top of them, if you didn't understand that aspect of the story. But now we've moved on to another topic, and before we launch into it, perhaps you do have another question for us here on the Ask Dr. Hal Show.
The tripping hipster, is that the question?
Well, it could be if you want to ask a question about such a person.
Think of being it could a be anything. Hipster.
You're not really a tripping hipster, though.
What about a tripping
then
hipster?
Your hat wigs
out. I don't. You're too smart to be hipster.
Well, look, I'm telling a story. See, you don't understand. You're not getting the entire picture. We're trying to show in glowing colors the representation of life itself.
So here on the Hal Show, you can call and ask questions all sexy night.
Yeah, you could.
This is the Hal Show.
Yeah, it is a Hal Show.
You didn't know.
What did you think you were listening to?
This is the Ask Dr. Hal Show.
No, this is not the Puzzling Evidence.
Oh, well, you're right.
Puzzling Evidence is tomorrow night or Friday morning, to be more precise. Please listen to us then.
And this show is going to 5 a.m. here on... not
well, that's a little bit of stretching
so
it,
how many hours will this
drawing the long bow.
As long as these guys want.
I'd be surprised if we were on the air longer than 1 a.m. But even so, time
is precious.
Yeah,
I was really sad there wasn't a Hal Show tonight.
You were sad there wasn't a Hal Show?
I was also sad that there wasn't a Hal Show.
Well, you can. You don't ask questions? Why?
But I listen.
Why don't you ask?
It's a great opportunity.
Because I don't ask smart questions.
I hope you're not one of those people who are too modest to be seen coming up.
I only asked because I bathed with you once and it was so nice.
And under what, where was that we had this mutual bath?
It was in, outside in the sky somewhere.
Oh, I know. Yeah, okay, right. I remember that. Yeah. Well, it looks like nobody was offering to bathe
no,
you, so
I
volunteered. Yeah. So, we were.
So anyway, thanks for talking to me, and I look forward to the next house show.
Next
Thursday night.
Yes. Well, there will be a show Thursday night or Friday morning. There also may be a show Wednesday night. We are utterly unable to say, but it is important that you try to follow our strangled, tormented animadversions. Otherwise, it's very difficult to tune in and be.
That is really strange.
A part of
all
right. Broadcast.
Have fun, you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
What was that?
That was a nice call.
Satellite tone meant we were being taped by the aliens.
Oh,
they
those
still
aliens
use tape. It's
just
really
don't.
I think that was an incoming call.
Incoming!
Oh, really? That's your.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Yes?
That's not the bitch you're talking to. What's this?
That's our date.
Just
she
someone
was our date
who I once took the waters with in the past.
We were having a really good time until you called,
you
know.
It's not even the radio show. I've got some dude on the phone.
We're just like that.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say in my own defense, I didn't introduce this subject, but I always try to deal with questions. You may speak as foully as you wish here FCC-free radio.
It's kind of exciting me that you
here,
talk this way.
Stop it. You're getting Puzzling Evidence all hot and bothered with your stream of non-standard English here. You know, you can use...
So what are you going to do about it?
You can say any bad word that you like because we are free of society's troublesome laws and regulations. And it's on us. all over it. We'll have to take a bath after it's over. Except I can't because, as I said, I have...
Really?
Let me have my secretary talk to you. One moment.
Oh, good idea. Yeah, can we talk to your secretary?
I affirm she's not a stalker because I'm here with her watching her, and if I wasn't watching her, she'd be stalking you.
But her eyes are on stalks, as I understand.
Seeing her?
Yeah.
She's not stalking you because I see
if
her.
If you can focus up, I think I can see her.
In her stalking feet?
Yeah, they're right there.
So that's her, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
how many stalkers do you have?
There's little cameras, little spiders out there.
Quite a few, actually. I don't consider it a crime, as many people do. But it's strange how the popular consensus has changed in the past. In ancient Egypt, it would have been different. For then, curiosity about the ruling dynasty, the royal family, could be considered blasphemy
and
punished by the military arm of the state.
Do you have your show script with you?
The Warriors of Horemheb.
We're on page 43.
He was formerly a captain of the palace guard. Indeed,
yeah,
it was said
script.
That he came from a low status in life, but later was elevated to status of a living god,
and there's
Pharaoh
the living god
of Egypt.
Yeah, there he is.
But, of course, there is no monument or pyramid
might be confused. The guy you're looking at where you are is Victor Mature, but we actually see the god himself. So.
Suggested for mature audiences.
Would you have another question?
Please, ask it now.
Can I smoke some of this?
Yes, sure. Hand it over.
Yeah.
That'll calm me down. What is this, anyway?
What?
Should I just smoke it? All right.
Is anybody there?
No.
There. No.
It sounds like I'm in heaven.
You are, my dear sir. You are in heaven.
In heaven, everything is fine. From friendly, remote sense.
Can you hear the angel wings?
Pretty violins.
Angel wings carry you far.
That's from an old movie. Oh, I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's what's his name in that? It's from 1936, 1937.
And just cuddle up with
and he's talking about the famous star in the movie. He's talking about a drunk experience and why he stopped drinking. And he said, because I heard the angel wings.
Heard the rustle of the wings of the angel of death.
I realized now was the time to stop.
I knew it was time to cut out the booze.
Are you listening to me, caller? Are you really listening?
Well, Al, you sound kind of big and furry. You sound like a big, friendly, furry guy.
Well, I try. Oh, oops. Well, I guess we're going to break a lot of records here in the studio today.
It just happens.
Are you cutting me off?
No,
are you,
I'm not.
Are you nervous?
I'm not cutting a thing. Everything is included. And we are going to record this for posterity and have it sealed in a block of adamantium.
That was my question. Is it being recorded somewhere?
Yes, it is. Is it not, K-Rob? It is, isn't it? K-Rob's doing it, isn't he? Recording this show.
Latex.
Yes, yes, the show is being recorded.
Too
yes.
Much latex when there's many men involved.
That's
Ajax?
What I'm saying. We're just guys. There are no good guys,
well,
no bad guys. We're just guys.
And, you know, big tall guys. And
we got tall guys. We got furry guys. But what's your point? This is ordinary variety here. Human variety.
Well, I think I just called because I needed someone to talk to. It's only been a couple of days since I've been out of prison. And it just, you just seem like such a very secure lot, you know?
Stone walls do
you're
not a prison make, or iron bars a cage.
You are comfortable with your manhood, aren't you?
Lives, let me shift it to my other pants leg. Lives, innocent and quiet, take that for an hermitage.
Sexy life.
So
yes, do you dress right or dress left? Look,
come on,
I'm
just talking about brotherly love, brother.
Yes, here on the radio, no subject is less than sacrosanct. So what is your question? Our format is a question and answer.
Oh, the question is, why is it damp things are darker than non-damp things?
You know, we've had that before. Why is it? Because of a little known phenomenon called capillary attraction. You see, water molecules not only bind themselves to each other, but the substances which they permeate and inhabit. In this case, your soiled underwear.
Right,
when it is wet,
think,
it naturally turns to be
there. I gotta go,
darker.
Man. I can't be talking
Thank
to you.
Thank you for
again.
Your question.
And the cool part is the parole officer is the foul-mouthed young lady that called before.
Boy, I wish I could luck out that way, except I would choose one whose vocabulary was slightly less limited. But the Pharaoh Akhenaten, who ruled from 1353 to 1336 B.C., that is always shown as having those prominent tits and ass, which is that indication of the hormone disorder that the royal family of Egypt had. Something that you get from inbreeding. Oh, what is this?
Hello,
my
there.
God, a giant
Hi
spider.
This
horrible.
Is Pete
crawling forward.
Hi.
A Pete Goldie? Okay, cue the spider.
Hi, Hal. How's
Hi.
It going? How's it
what's
going?
We're having a little bit of
okay, if you're really Pete Goldie, then what's the date of the moon crash landing?
We all want
pack?
To know, and
El
we were
Ross.
Hoping you'd be
El,
here so you
El
could
Ro,
tell us
El Cross.
When the moon is going to be struck. What is the date?
Well, all I know is that we can and will destroy the moon.
Yeah, but when is it going to happen?
Oh, yeah.
When?
It's, oh, no, no.
It's
there's,
high time
there's
we
nothing
blow
to worry
up the
about. This has all been arranged. We
if
will handle
you
this.
Don't know
don't
about
worry
it,
that. But I do have one question for you in these last minutes.
Oh, it's not the last minute.
Do you have a phone for us?
No, we're going
to
go on. And yeah. We're going to go on and on. So it's not the
there's
last
There's no
minute.
Limit to this?
No limit
no, it's go.
All,
there
all
is
the
a limit. It will stop at 12:55. But now here comes a cascade of obligatory crap that we must play according to certain...
No, we laugh like this.
We go on an extra hour.
We're going on an extra hour, but aren't we supposed to play a million
See,
PSAs
my
and
question.
Announcements at this
So you're
time?
Not the real Pete Goldie. He
well,
proudly
okay, we won't then. I
the
thought, well, wait, we don't have to do it for a couple of minutes yet.
Oh, yeah,
you were
okay,
pulling my leg.
Okay.
Boy, I fell for
13
it.
And 14.
All this trick in the book.
Blow him up. No.
FCC
Let's
free radio.
See if, don't stop it, not yet. Let's see if Pete Goldie is still there.
Yes, I am.
Now, Pete, what is it that we can do to make your occasion of listening to FCC Free Radio a pleasurable one?
Well, I always enjoy a nice poem. Said by
FCC
you.
FCC Free
well.
Radio.
Do I have a chance
radio?
To say one in the next 3.5 minutes or however long
you
it is before all
the
yak comes on?
Well, the other option is if the show is continuing to
it will
do it at the top of the hour.
It,
but
exactly.
I don't know
yeah, that's what I was
how the
Give
technology
more
works
time
there.
To
but
enjoy.
Anyway, yes,
I
we'd
could,
love to hear anything you want to fit in at any
this
time.
This is so much like FCC a live
I'll
show.
Free radio.
It's like
show,
Ask Free Radio.
To show that we're in control, why don't I could do that and then out of sequence we could play all the obligatory jump.
Hey, Hal, look, yes? Hal, stay at home or I'll have my bitches call you again.
Well, I just don't know what to say, so I'll say one.
Very good, bye.
Now, here we go.
They just flushed Pete Goldie down the toilet.
I saw him once before as he passed by the door, and again the evening pavement stones resound as he totters o'er the ground with his cane. They say that in his prime, ere the pruning knife of time cut him down, that no finer man was found by the crier in his round through the town. My grandmama once said, poor old lady, she was dead long ago, that he had a Roman nose, and his cheek was like the rose in the snow. But now his nose is thin, and it rests upon his chin.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And no, there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
KPFA's paid staff are a union. Hosts, producers, engineers, reporters, anchors, technical employees, phone room coordinators, event producers, trabajadores de instalaciones. We are part of Communications Workers of America, Local 9415, AFL-CIO. Because unity makes strength, and unions make great media. Together with KPFA's unpaid staff and volunteers and every one of you who donate, we make KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and kpfa.org.
Like a staff, and a creak is in his back, and a melancholy crack in his laugh. The mossy marbles rest on the lips that he had pressed in their bloom, and the names he loved to hear have been carved for many a year on the tomb. I know it is a sin for me to sit and grin at him here, but the old three-cornered hat and his breeches and all that seem so queer. And if I should live to be the last leaf on the tree in the spring, let them smile as I do now at the old forsaken bough where I cling. Or I could just give up and be a fat guy in a t-shirt the way apparently a lot of people want me to be. Well, now that we have said a little poem and...
free radio.
Here we go with the cloud of claptrap, which radio necessitates us playing. After it's through, we'll be back with more of the type of entertainment that you, the listener, crave and must have.
You're listening radio. Don't worry about what the FCC doesn't want you to hear.
Of pie. So drink up.
ALF.
That's the greatest radio station ever.
Hi, guys. I need to know this really vital question about is there a correlation between penis size and shoe size, or nose size and penis size? Because I need to know what I should be looking for. So look for a really, like, well-shaped,
I've been writing a paper about
well-positioned nose. Or should I look for, like, guys who buy expensive shoes or have big shoes? Or, you know, what's your personal thoughts on this?
Well,
me, as a chick, I'm not really sure what should be my focus.
So, well, you like everybody
else.
I'm
going to pause for a minute. I want to listen to your answer, so hang on.
Hang on. Then how can I answer if I'm hanging on by my fingernails? Oh, I would.
How can you answer if you can't see my shoe size? Is that what you said?
I didn't say anything yet.
I don't think that's it.
I'm ready to answer.
I don't think that's relevant. I think you should be
getting a little bit excited.
No, there's no elephant in the equation. No, or a whale, as a matter of fact.
My underwear size.
Underwear, that's underwear.
Can I swallow my fist? I think it's...
Oh, dear. We had a slight technical problem here.
Sorry. All right, sorry.
Okay, quit clowning around. I've got to try to answer the lady's question. What we need to do is...
I'm cracking myself up.
Yeah, I know.
Who needs a radio station? You can entertain yourself.
I met myself
somewhere.
That's
the thing about radio.
I really like myself right now.
There you go.
It's
called Me Show.
It's called Amour Propre. Yes, the love of self is important, to have a positive self-image. But too much, too soon, and we call it the sin of pride.
I'm sorry to be an idiot,
the great
but,
sin
you know,
that all others come from.
I'm being original.
Hey, you know, ma'am, I would be rather upset at watching Hal blithely avoid your question.
I'm not avoiding it. I'm ready to answer, but they have to focus on the locus and get some traction on the action. They have to get the lead out of their trail. I can't do it alone. Although I am here, standing by, to answer your question or anyone's question.
And on the seventh day, God did not rest, as the Bible says.
Yo, something like a channel just dropped.
It depends on which God you're talking about, but that wasn't the subject under... Well, there was a question. Let me see if I can even pick up the thread, because let's dispose of this particular question.
I think we would all like to see that.
Like to see what, my child?
That... Her.
Oh, I see. Well, all
like
one needs to be
help?
Is a capable contortionist. And we know many of those. In fact, if you'll go to Puzzling Evidence TV, you can view
contortionists of the distaff persuasion in action.
Hi.
But to skip back just a moment and answer the previous question about if you have a big nose, will you also have a large dingus? The answer to this question, and I think this will interest you particularly, is...
That's great, I heard that.
People won't believe anything. No, this is really good.
If you hear it on the radio, it's true.
Stop me. all right.
You're all right?
Yeah, I guess so. That was just unexpected there. Yes,
it's show. Be really careful over there. That toilet. There's a toilet right in the floor there. And it just...
Wow, is this a self-perpetuating applause momentous moment?
Well, it could be, but realize that all sounds here in the course of any radio show are simply audio special effects.
I'm in love with her.
And,
they're figmentation.
No, she's real. She's real. God damn it. Digi Lady's real.
Hi,
there she is. Get him.
But are we?
No,
is
man.
Our life
reality's
no
crowded.
More than this? Brute
that's true.
Beasts
that's very
contending
true.
For the gene pool's bliss.
Oh, so, the gene pool's
you know what's
polluted.
Really odd is that you'll be able to see this
go
show
get
on YouTube.
Your swine flu shot
I guess
before
you're seeing it right now. You're not
you
seeing
breed.
Me on YouTube.
And by all means, inoculate your young...
You can cure your swine of flu, but not from being infested by tiny demons that need to be exorcised by Jesus Christ, the Son of Man.
Are you
yes,
you
the
remember?
Son of Man is merely a viral manifestation
but,
of
but
God.
It, Jesus, the Jew, thought that it was sufficiently important to let all these pigs run over a cliff because they were hopelessly polluted by being inhabited by tiny imps or mini devils. So take that.
Well, you know, when you run over the fish like that at high speed, you begin hydroplaning.
I'm sorry.
This is like talking with Jericho Reese.
It is. He's totally scattered, even more so than Jericho Reese. No, young man, I didn't say a fish. I said a cliff. And if you knew your Bible, as more young people should these days, you'd know the episode I'm referring to. A couple of times, Jesus was not all lovey-dovey and peaceful. He used his magic for destructive ends. Oh, it's the genital questioner. Good, I can go
yeah,
back to the
about my genital health?
But I thought it wasn't about yours, but about a hypothetical individual with a large schnozola. Well, okay. All right, we'll talk about yours. Proceed.
We're always polite about that.
What would you like to say?
No.
To say otherwise would be to suggest, against the canon of accepted religious law, that there is any spot, in this case, a sweet spot inside you, where God was not. This, of course, is blasphemy, although I am not one who believes in Bible stories. Anyway, I doubt if that's the prob. And before you look for such an unlikely groom,
okay,
which I think you have to be a nun to be...
Oh, I need to know.
The last answer applies to this one, too. The answer is yes, there is a correlation. And any correlation can be made on a graph with the proper and appropriate ordinate and abscissa. Nonetheless, within certain statistical parameters, a clear correlation can be seen. And why should this be surprising? If one is large, one has large parts. If one's parts are large, but one's corpus is small, one will evidence this in a fractal fashion throughout the entire phenotype, the body shape itself. But how important is this to you? Could I even tell you that someone in this studio right now has shoes so large that they are non-standard?
She's on to the next question.
All right. They ask these questions and they never listen to the answers. But let's take the next question. Now what's this one about? Whoops.
Yep.
We seem to have lost that one. All right, well, let's go back to radio telescopes of the future. They're going to show us what's out there in the outer envelope of the universe.
Hi.
Hi. Digi Lady will take you by the hand and lead you to FCC.
Or cheese in the middle on the pickle.
Again, Hal, I need to know, should I list in my Craigslist ad my height-to-width relationship? Do you think that would help me get dates?
It would help you get a certain type of date. You might want to try the experiment, but otherwise,
sex jerk.
You have to realize you might have to discourage unwanted
so
attention.
Something your sex hurt. Yeah.
To come out of your cave is always to risk abduction by a pterodactyl. That's a very old saying. But nonetheless, life demands that you make some sort of risk. In this case, in requesting certain physical conditions for an idealized mate.
What color it is when it's fully engorged.
I guess we're stuck with that.
Well, if you feel poetically gifted enough to do justice to this subject, I say go for it. Jump off the high dive.
No, I know it's not.
It's not.
No.
Let me settle that for you. It's not Chaos McKitty.
I don't. Okay, hang on.
But what of the severe problem of the thaw of the Siberian permafrost? I don't know if we're considering that, and it may affect everyone on this planet.
Is this under related video?
Does it matter that I've had children?
So we're playing the commercials, but you're only playing 10 seconds of the commercials at a time.
Yeah.
That's great. Because then you can link it up later on your window.
Fulfilling our obligation to the gods of radio.
Hey, cool. This is the part where we fly over the parking lot, too, at Raleigh Studios.
So the only question remaining is, was my answer heard? Because people are asking me questions and then talking over my answers. But still, I'm attempting to serve in my capacity on the Ask Dr. Hal radio show. And anyone who calls can ask me a question. Whether or not such a person cares to hear my answer has yet to be proven. But let's not give up yet. And invite all of you who are in the sound of my voice to give us a jingle. Yeah, San Francisco's alternative radio, not fake alternative radio like you know who, and on the internet.com. Let's see. When the next caller comes, will we have a question about the areas once covered by snow and ice with reflected heat from sunlight encroaching plant life now altering this reflective effect? Or should we discuss full-strength stem cells and how they may add...
I don't want that on the quiz. That's
just
too hard.
All right. Well, we want to keep everybody happy. No stem cells for you. How about water-loving cats? You know, not all cats shun water. They like them. Tigers will dive to the bottom of a swimming pool to get a piece of meat. And even your friendly tabby cat...
It's amazing how many cats there are that have a good time of water.
Well, fishing cats dive right in to catch prey, even though cats are famous for their aversion to water. There is a wild species found across Asia and Indonesia that doesn't mind getting wet. In fact, these spotted stocky felines, which are about as twice as large as typical house cats, prefer to be close to the water, making their homes near bubbling rivers, streams, and marshes.
You like our owl?
In the name...
baby. It's boxy.
Fishing cat. That just means the cats fish for their meals. They sit by the water, they tap their paws, and they create ripples, which resemble insect movements.
That's all I want.
To lure their prey. And fish come closer and closer, swimming up toward the top of the pool. And all and the cat sits perfectly still by the water side. But as soon as that foolish fish pokes his head out of the water to see what's going on, in a lightning flash, the cat pounces, grabs the fish. In its jaws. And these fishing cats use their webbed front paws to scoop small grub.
I'm watching Blade
frogs
Runner, man.
And snails out of the water.
Hey, caller, I'm watching Blade Runner. I hope this is important.
They will dive right in to grab large fish and birds.
Side note.
Yes.
Side note.
Yes. What is that side note?
Audio side note.
Did you like the part about cats that fish? For catfish?
That people are listening.
Yes.
The audience is listening. All sexy night.
Yeah, the audience is listening, but will
did
they
she finish her question? Was that it?
From the answer, that is the question. But we are here to take questions, so please ask a personal question now. No question too personal. I will discuss things that make me and everyone who hears me uncomfortable. If that is your type of entertainment, but otherwise, you know, remember these fishing cats should be an example to all of us because they overcome.
Why don't you tell them how the Transformers hid among the women?
But I didn't see either of those movies. It's even hard to tell the good robots from the bad robots. They all look the same. They're big clanking things with a million appendages, unlike these neat and beautiful water-loving cats who look sort of like your typical house cat, except they're twice as big.
Now, go ahead now with
a question which has not yet been adequately answered is,
your
is it possible to train these kitties to be domesticated, and then you could have a cat as large as a fairly good-sized dog, and yet it would be more or less of the same type as the common tabby cat. And it would have webbed feet and be able to jump into the sea and swim and swim and swim in ponds and puddles to paddle in the bathtub and meow appealingly from the hot tub. Yes, this is all
the
possible.
The sound of the city, the sounds that are heard in San Francisco.
Best damn city in the world.
Did you know the common swift, found in areas of Europe, Asia, and Africa, rarely lands? It can eat and even mate while flying. And that's what we're trying to do. We're answering your questions on the wing. And I, Dr. Howland Owl, will answer any question. Remember, this should be taken advisedly. Do not waste your question on frivolity and foolish frippery.
Oh, yeah, here's one. Dear Dr. Hal, you said you had gout. Was this from smoking too much weed? Well, that is so wrong, because obviously smoking weed has nothing to do with gout, a condition which is dietary in cause.
Can you see the audience from where you're from?
I can see the first couple of rows very vaguely, but these strong lights in my eyes, I can't really see. However, there is a plant known as goutweed, an invasive plant, in fact, native originally to Europe and northern Asia, but now it has penetrated the U.S. Goutweed is crawling across our land. It gets its scientific name, Egopodium podagiana, from podagia, the Greek word for gout.
Can you say that on this?
I already have. You see, you'll notice podagia, P-O-D, is the first three words. Well, it is sad. If you have gout, you will be sad, because the slightest touch on your swollen foot produces irritable flashes of pain. Wow. You see, P-O-D is pod. In other words, like ped, like foot. Gout in San Francisco and everywhere else often is located in the feet. But it is said that monks in the Middle Ages used this plant, the common gout weed, also known as ground elder or bishop's elder, to treat the disease of gout. And so, in one of those neat circles, it comes back like
so
that serpent that bites the end of its
bones.
All right, simmer down. The Pitcairn Islands, located in the South Pacific, have a population of 48 humans.
We've only got two more
hours
to get it right.
They make up the smallest country recognized by the U.S. government on this earth.
Which earth?
Earth 1. That
okay,
is this
all right, I'm just making notes.
Unless you're a subgenius.
I bet this is on the quiz. I'm sure this is going to
If
be
you're
on
a subgenius, you know it has to be Earth 2.
Oh, you told this audience it's a Bedex day?
This came out several years ago that according to, if you're a really hardcore subgenius, and if you're that idiotic.
We're disconnecting.
I can't tell if you're on TV or not.
Welcome to the show.
Everyone a little bit of a spring in his step.
Oh, no, this is not that kind of a cult.
Ashnak.
What you have to do here is start your own church. The moment you hear us, you say, God, screw that, Bob.
You have been
starting
my
own church.
Weighed in the balance and
found
that's
what we're doing this one. You make up your own rants. You have to make up your own show.
Trouble me no more.
Your own beer.
You have,
you have to find your own how.
Is this some new requirement since we were gone last week? We have to do this new stuff?
What? You weren't here last week?
I wasn't.
Oh, I mean,
who was it?
I thought you were going to look on the internet and see what happened to
He's
little
He's trying
tiny,
to fool
tiny,
you, little audience.
Tiny, Timmy, Steamo, Tim.
I am going to do that. But
we're all out in
tiny
Arkansas.
Tiny Tim's offspring is something of interest here tonight, so we'll
He sprang off.
A
from
mighty,
the parent
mighty
stock.
Fine prize.
Consol
kind of
is
like
the keyword.
A budding.
Go up to some caller who calls in.
Go up to a Snavely's
like
house.
His old man.
And then we go
late
over to Byron Werner's
AKA
house.
A.K.A. Herbert Corey, a songster of some renown.
Oh,
in
they
the
in
troublesome
there?
And turbulent.
There are all kinds of people on the show today.
A song square?
A songster. And in a few moments, Dr. Drummond will unearth the incredible story of the song of the late entertainer.
All right, you're right. I'll play the theme.
Who some say is a god.
My old creepy
joints. Does
that
do with Joan Rivers bleeding green plastic?
Yeah, it can.
Or green
okay, what
Rivers.
You do is you tie Joan Rivers in a series of knots
from
and light
sour
the bottom
apple
of
tree.
The Joan Rivers.
Yes, that's right. And now I
think that's what I'll be
and
doing.
And the green plastic Joan Rivers will send those swooshing little balls of burning Joan Rivers.
But what about Melissa Rivers while these swooshing balls are taking place?
Please.
Many rivers to cross.
Oh, I'm getting all excited.
That would be so easy to do, but I thought that
many
was
rivers
true.
To cross.
I'm getting a little riled.
All right. Also in the news, it seems they discovered who
okay,
was giving Louis XIV
the
all those veggies and nushies.
Because the question
Indians
is, I want to know.
The progress of history is certainly a forward one, even if in all other spheres of life and existence, such a linear progress is an illusion at best. Worse, a deliberate falsification. But in the case of history, there is a progression because of the accumulation of new facts.
Now, what's he talking about?
About Louis the 14th. You see, the first
lady in the life of Louis XIV.
I'm new here. I just joined.
His mother, Anne of Austria.
Oh, yeah?
But actually, I was talking about
a
different lady.
Aren't you C. Elliot Friday?
His beautiful
so far, I don't understand.
Niece, Marie Mancini.
Wait. It's more...
Cast
more,
aside.
Wait.
So the king could embark upon a marriage
the opposite
of state.
Man.
One of the strongest placebo you have.
Oh, no, by the way,
beautiful
I want to hear more
Marie,
about the live concert.
You love
the
me.
Live days. That show
you
what played in front of people. You said you changed him from communism to Christianity?
That's next right. I think we convinced pretty much everyone one. There is no God.
Maria Teresa of Spain. God.
Everyone
their wedding would serve as more than just a grand affair. It was also a royal reconciliation.
Very
see,
well received,
Marie's
if
father
not well
was
attended.
King Philip of Spain, who also happened to be the brother of Louis's mother, Queen Anne.
Oh, and by the way,
siblings.
Never, never, never go to Lee's Palace in Chicago.
And why is that?
Lee's Palace is run by a psychotic woman with a bad attitude.
And the food, what's that like?
The food, she didn't get us any. That's part of the problem.
That's terrible. You
it was awful.
Better
get this. Get this.
Right.
There was no mirror. There was no mirror
it.
In the dressing room.
No mirror.
How do you know you were there?
Can you figure that?
How do you know you were there if you didn't see yourself?
I'm not in business with vampires who don't like mirrors. Being
if you didn't see yourself in the mirror, how do you know you weren't really? You could be. Maybe you weren't there.
Because
well,
I
you can't
touch
adjust
myself.
Your mirror.
How do you know it was you? How do you know
he
it was you that you were touching? It might have been some
hello,
other
test,
creature.
Test.
That was touching.
How do I get myself louder in these headphones?
You,
below the table there.
You have to.
I'm turning
it. You actually get into the
headphones.
Oh, wait.
I'm turning the wrong one.
Yeah.
Hello,
well, there
test.
Is a switch.
Nope.
There's some combination of switches and knobs.
It makes no difference.
And the right combination, which we haven't figured out yet, because there's over 64 million permutations.
I switched them both ways. It's the same. The knobs are not turning up the headphone volume.
That explains it.
Now you can turn all the knobs and flick all the switches that you want.
The things you learn about this studio.
You got that
basic
those are the basic rooms.
Sterno happened to casually tell me that he had just seen the Baron von Munchausen Nazi movie. And he's rentable down there.
Oh, my gosh. In Arkansas?
I'll be.
Well, that is a...
They're not as
no, I've never seen it. Some people say that it's a terrible movie that you've never seen.
It's a great movie. Come on.
But others
it's
say
great.
It's delightful.
It's delightfully
those Nazis
bad. It's
sir made an entertaining film and with plenty of, female nudity also. Yes, these Nazis certainly knew
how to... How would you pronounce an adjectival form of Quixote?
7 minutes adjectival?
Quixotic.
You have to say the X then, right?
Well, that's because the English don't like to pronounce foreign phrases the way foreigners do. That's why in England they would talk about Louis the 14th.
But do they talk about Don Quixote?
One might be guided by Byron's long poem Don Juan, where all
Don
names
Juan.
Are... You know, it's called Don Juan.
Yeah, Don Juan.
Where the poem won't work unless all the names are mispronounced like that. Don Juan, because it rhymes with new one, true one,
yeah.
And so forth.
Blue one.
And it's the same with all the names. The
true
Spanish
one.
Names are deliberately mis-stressed, mis-syllabified.
Who one?
And if you don't care about that, then who gives a fig for you?
What happened to that special guest we had a minute ago? He
well,
just faded away.
I'm here.
Covered
I'm
with
here.
Spiders.
I just
there
can't
he is,
get a word in edgewise.
Well, put in a couple edgewise.
Well, you have to have a sharper cut than that. You would, like, slip it in there like a stiletto.
You all right?
Oh, I have just something went down that wrong pipe. Somebody asked me who that face on my coat was again today, and then she said, oh, well, I'd like one of those, and you can have a little bitty boop in return. Madam, I would not trade J.R. Bob Dobbs for Betty Boop under any circumstances, particularly the second incarnation of Betty Boop, which was inferior to the first incarnation of Betty Boop.
Was it still Helen Kane?
Yes, but you may remember that they covered her up in a long dress and they gave her Grampy and a stupid little dog, Pudgy. And you know, it's like the emasculated Popeye of the later cartoons is not as good as the vigorous Popeye of the early cartoons.
Right.
The same with Betty Boop. She was sexy in her early cartoons.
She was
later
hot.
On, she was
oh, yeah.
Kitchen.
Man, they were hot.
Oh, yeah.
Those were R-rated
so
cartoons.
Should make a distinction.
Nowadays, they
you could see her cartoon nipples.
You could. They just stuck right
in
out
in Betty
there,
Boop's
like,
bamboo aisle,
like
you could.
Big thumb, sort of.
Now we have cartoon nipples for real.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow,
every
that's all we have.
Every
nothing
reel,
else
every
to go with them, just these buckets of nipples.
And tons and tons of road
Kira food.
There's doctors who just do nipples.
Yes, doctors for called, the hug. Nipplectomists.
Doctors who yeah, you have to go to. You have to transplant. They're only an Indian nipplist.
Bask in the relaxing, soothing atmosphere, and we'll perform your nipple transplant and take care of all your nipple needs. At the supple...
The lost tribe of Indians with no nipples.
And relax in Aztec steaming pools.
We call them the Indian Nipplist 500. Splendor.
Is anyone going to see Apocalypto, the Mel Gibson movie about Native Americans?
I will.
Is it newer? Is it newer than Passion?
I will just see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it is. It's about
and the
Aztecs.
The whole thing's in Mayan.
And Mayan
I will see
or
it.
Aztec-y.
So he's doing the human sacrifice thing?
Well, he's doing their story without the
I hope he doesn't get drunk and crash his car into a tree.
Without he their, already did that.
Without their approval, I'm sure.
He always gets drunk without their approval.
You know, like they made all those movies about the Romans what? Without their approval, too.
Oh, yeah, I bet he didn't go back in time and get the Mayans' approval like was specified in Ordinance Number 16-3.
How dare they make a movie about Alexander the Great and not get the permission of the ancient Greeks?
Why can't they do that? You know, with time travel, that should be easy nowadays.
It costs so much to go back in time. And, you know, when you look at the bottom line...
Here we go. Because you said it on the air, we have to go back in time.
Oh, boy, I'm going to visit the 6th century. AD, but first off, stop in New York City in 1955 and buy some of these waxy rubber dinosaurs.
I think it's every Sunday.
Came out only then, which are now, that is to say, in the 21st century, highly fought after by insane, greedy collectors. But here in dime stores, they're a nickel apiece and piled up in huge piles. So, oh my gosh, but all my money is
dropping.
The wrong year. Dropping. I can't pass these wacky looking bills back in 1955.
Well, there's Helen Kane. She's getting old.
Yeah, but she's still hoofing it down Broadway.
And you can still see her nipples.
Yep.
There they are.
And those big polka dots, too.
Those big polka dotted nipples.
Now, I would like to direct your attention to...
I'm sorry, I brought nipples up again.
He has a
I am too.
Let's move
wooden
on.
Cart, which he's pushed there every day for the past 35 years, selling red hot walnuts to the passersby, and also nipples.
Now, he brought it up that time.
I was just trying to keep the.
I was done with it.
Same,
I think we're done with it.
On the same trajectory. Yes, it's all part of the give and take of radio.
Yes, it is. It's the give and take. It's.
Well,
you know,
sometimes you
is
give,
this the night we're
going to
do the show increase?
The Lord giveth and the Lord
increase?
Taketh away.
There's a show increase drive tonight.
And the but, Pharaoh.
Oh, just for the show.
Please stop increase. The show.
You have
and
to call us now.
You have to stop it.
No, well, we want people to. Understand that the show is on the rise, and the show is preeminent now. The show is waiting for you to help increase the show.
And when Daniel was brought
give the show, you should be able to figure out a way to give the show to your friends.
Bob gives you programming and takes your money.
As well, you know, the show, you can listen to the show for free, and now with this new technology, you can hear the show.
You think it's free.
In various formats.
It's not free.
You can find it here and there at times that you don't have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to appreciate what's going
really?
On.
Honey,
or even 2
up.
O'clock in the morning.
I gotta... It,
roll over.
3 o'clock, I gotta turn on the radio.
Oh my gosh, what's
damn
going
it, 3 o'clock!
On? There's an amber alert.
Stop that!
Think how many people are doing that right now during the show.
Well,
because of our discussion about Betty Boop.
You know what you can do, too, to increase your showness? You can listen harder. If you would just listen harder, I want you to strain your ears. Get your ears up there close to the radio. And if you're listening on the internet, then
I
want you to put your headphones on.
I find mentioning nipples helps.
If you have a podcast playing in your ear at some time other than 3 to 5 in the morning.
If you've got nipples, you're our kind of person.
You can go to the KPFA archives where, nippleless or not, you can download the show at any time. Well, they only keep a couple of weeks on the bag, or maybe. Well, more than a couple of weeks, like a couple of months, something like that. What are you doing out there? Quit walking around out there in the alley. See, we've got cameras on the alley. We have cameras on the front door.
Pay attention.
There's a whole array of cameras on the wall in here in the studio.
So what did you find about little tiny, teeny, Tim?
Well, we found out his middle name was Buckingham.
Oh, come on. Now, that's just a little bit too much
Buckingham?
For our audience to...
Yes, he was Buckingham.
You're talking about the father or the son?
Well, no, I didn't actually get to the part where I found out about Tiny Tim's offspring.
Even tinier Tim.
Even littler, tinier Tim.
Tiny, teeny
Don't
Timmy,
forget,
teeny,
you can
teeny,
download
Timmy,
the podcast and then burn them to Tim. CD and mail them to your friends all over the world.
Yeah.
And say, listen, please right go out now and listen to the show right
oh
now.
Oh, speaking of something modern, I'd like to bring up my new term now and try to get it instituted into the language.
Yes, let's okay, go it ahead.
All right, when you're calling on a cell phone and you hang up or you tell somebody to hang up, say, press off. I'm pressing off now, or I pressed him off. This is for digital phones. It's
he
a new term.
I
know
like
it's I know it's
phone,
often
sir
hard to make changes like this,
I'm
but stop saying hang up with cell phones. It doesn't make any
press
sense.
Off. That's
press off.
Well, I've got another suggestion for you.
Yes.
Well, that's we don't dial a number anymore
up,
either.
Well, that's correct. You're not supposed to be saying
why don't we press a number?
You're going to say
punch. I think
a
we
dude
say punch.
With problems
punch
doesn't
yes
have a hang up. He's got
punch
a press off.
We punch numbers and we press off.
We punch in and we press off.
That's
I
correct
feel punchy just contemplating this. Punch. You're saying that
these are new terms.
People
and
don't have hang
I would
ups
like
anymore
to have them
have punch offs
spread far and wide.
Off.
Please tell your friends, your children,
your
grandparents,
all your relatives.
Tell everyone you meet from now on.
And you can do that while you're increasing your show listenership.
Increasing it more than anything.
When you listen harder,
it will
you can
make
call
more
people
sense.
While you're listening hard, you can call people. You can tell them about these new terms.
Stop saying irrelevant, incorrect things.
You don't have to be as harsh.
Casually just
as
flipping them off as,
you can't
as if they were
use
true
some diplomacy.
Well, they aren't. Not
endeavor
anymore. The world has changed. Get with it.
You got to try to help bring these people along, and only after they
now
prove to be just total reprobates.
I don't think I can live in a world.
You slap them in the back of the head, and you say,
really?
Press off.
That's right. What would DigiLady say? That's the wisdom that we see.
Human
I think she's about the press.
Cannon fodder for the
just,
next war.
Just
think
as she goes for that press off stuff.
Press off.
Like
press off
about a safety belt.
Sir,
head down.
You know
and you better
I
have a child-proof
child
carrying seat on the front seat. I mean the back. And
fish over.
Radiator
now, what
ornament
would fish over be a good new term to replace?
Fish over, man. Fish over.
How would
while
how would that
contemplating that?
How would that term
sounds
into your new term?
The fish in charge.
Sounds vaguely like a highway term.
Fish over, dude.
Hey,
fish
over.
You're
fishing events.
You're fishtailing and you're getting over, and you're fishtailing and you're getting over,
well,
and then your nipples
well
get hard.
Hey, is this another fish hunt?
Yeah, no, I really think this is okay. I will list out the new term. You tell me what old term it replaces.
On Sunday, I'll be giving a lecture at the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Oh, who cares?
Our
okay
finny friends
press
about
off
all
he
the
does
fish that are there.
Here's
and
the new term. Press
please
off.
Come
what old term does that
hear
replace
this astonishing lecture oh, no, about
this,
the
this
kingdom beneath
was
the sea or land beneath the waves.
And this knowledge was just revealed shortly about this new term, and now it's your turn to call. Tell us what new term press off.
Yes, call us. Would anyone like to call us up so we can press you off?
We want to press you off.
Nauseating tales of the sea.
Now we don't want to.
So now talk radio will have to be
punch you in. We just want to press you off.
It'll be the digital version.
And then we're going to fish you over.
Mermaids and manatees and seahorses.
Oh, good, a march.
And Dolores Nudibranch. Also in the news,
I was waving my little flag.
President Andrew Johnson was.
Now you're supposed to see big cartoon cutout people doing stuff.
Cartoon cutout people
from
in the administration. With
oh, sorry, Colin, we're giving you a little radio.
We don't
cold
say that anymore. We say smell tweet.
Every few
okay
years.
I just blasted that
please
little call
use
around
the new terms. We want you to be cognizant of the new terms when you call.
Boy,
don't act like you don't
I bet
know
he's pressed off.
Political scientists. And
quit acting like you don't know
already
the new
it's being used.
Engaged.
Well, not incorrectly.
That's
but
right.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, like hang up. You know, hang ups. People have hang ups.
People have
hang me up. I'm all hung up on
I'm
that.
All hung up. I'm
hang
all
up became
off,
a widely interpreted term that was useful in 100 different ways. And so will press off.
Well, maybe in
only more so. Adopt it now. Adopt the term.
Man, that really presses me off.
All the time to everyone you talk to. I'm pressing off now.
Okay, press off, dude.
And it started there, right over there.
Right here.
You
I will
can,
donate all rights
to
the term to the
Subgenius like
Foundation
President
in hopes that they can make enough money to someday.
In the White House.
Now, do you want us to always attribute its origin to you whenever we use
yes
it?
Yes, Izzy
like
Izzy
copyright?
A term by Izzy Izzin. You don't have to quote that every time you say it. That'd be silly. Just use it.
But if we did quote it every time we said it, it would be okay, right?
We're
sure. Press off by Izzy Izzin. A term by Izzy Izzin. Izzy Izzin says.
Press
Izzy
off.
Press off.
S-E-Z.
Why don't you do like Izzy Izzin says?
Press off.
Press off, dude.
Isn't
he
an English
but
guy
don't
that dresses
do
like
Izzy Izzin says?
I've got a. I've got
Izzy
a, you know, problems
says,
have been bothering
up
me for a while
but
now.
Izzy
I'm
says,
all
press off.
Pressed off. A term that's used by Izzy Izzin. A term created by Izzy Izzin.
Press off, but
Dozy Doesn't says, hang up. Don't be a Dozy Doesn't.
Don't be a don't be.
Be an Izzy Isn't. And press off.
Don't be a Dozy Doesn't.
Today.
This was a message.
Don't be a Buzzer. Press
off. If you punch in now, we'll press you off
hey,
in
stop
no time.
Punching. I'm going to press you off now. I'll hit you so hard you'll starve to death, Matt.
This is Torque Smell Tweet, asking you to fish over and punch off.
And a large amount of freezer, a Philco radio, and the TV. That's the important thing, the giant TV here. yeah, this screen really is something.
HD.
Ridiculously large. It's HD, which is meaning huge damn TV, because it covers several counties.
Several counties. I noticed this TV actually
it's
is the largest living
TV.
The world's largest TV.
Viewed from the moon, which is why we've
this
got to
TV
go there.
This TV takes more power.
Good reception.
They had to harness the power of the Hoover Dam.
Harness the power of the
drive
Hoover
this TV's
magic.
Power needs.
Yep, this
gee,
TV
I've never
this
seen
this is Hoover
that.
Dam TV.
I've never seen raccoon square dancing before.
They do,
it's a
don't
hideous
they?
Sight, the way their appendages all twitter and tweak out.
That's the square dance of the scorpion. It's brought to you in Walt Disney's The Living Desert.
The Living Dead Desert.
Sacking town. Ah, the sound of a car. I wish
desert
I had my car.
Desert of the Living Dead.
You
could be home asleep right now.
You're probably
hands to Red Bull.
Probably wondering why I'm here.
That animal looks like a platypus.
Well, it's a platypus.
My car's at home.
Bills
walked in.
He walked home and walked in.
By a careless
parker.
And I had to get
not going to get free
CDs. Had to get another ride to the show.
Free D's. A free CD. CD.
Oh. So I'm stuck here having to do this program until it's over and I can get a ride home. That's all. That's the only reason I'm here.
Is that why you're here?
It's the only
By the end of the show, you'll have a
What happened to your ride home?
I just said, if you weren't talking all the time, I just said my car is at home, blocked into the garage by a careless parker, and I sure would like to press them right off this planet. Well, and I couldn't get my car out and come to the show, so I got a ride. Now I'm here and stuck here.
What about 420 guys? He's still here?
Not even 420.
So anyway, I'm enjoying myself immensely.
That's the way to enjoy yourself.
What happened to 420 guy? Did he already leave? Oh, it's that time that we have to say those special words.
His long and difficult path. Heading back.
What station are we listening? ID.
94.1 FM on your radio dial.
Sure? This is KPFA. KPFB in Berkeley. KFCF in Fresno. Just trying to be a radio station for a few hours until the real people come in.
We don't try to be concave or convex. We try to be straight on.
Yeah. What about KZFR?
What about Crazy Sessoff?
Give us a call. We won't press you off.
What about that crazy Ziffer?
848-4425 in the 510 area code. If you give us a call, we'll give your call every bit of attention.
And if you're the first to call from outer space, I mean out of state, I'm sorry.
From a Brazilian astronaut circling the Earth.
We will provide you, free of charge, with extra programming.
An extra sugar.
This is a feature fairly unknown to most KPFA listeners, but you can get extra programming over your radio if you know how.
Well,
can't they do that on the Internet now, too, though? I mean, I believe that the station.
See, this is
the
software
application.
This is it now. This is how we do it. Two shows at once.
Like
this
show, and down through the Internet, through the fish valve.
Sometimes it's even three shows at once.
That's what they actually fish over when pressing.
More for your buck, which is nothing because it's free.
No, four shows at once.
I don't believe it.
There's also a Pirate Cat Radio guy. Oh, five shows.
That's right. Five shows at once. And you may ask yourself, what is visual?
It's like having five missing kids on one cart of milk. That's four times better than one missing kid.
You told this court on that occasion that you saw some sort of...
Oh, we haven't done HD yet, though.
Well, I suppose... Isn't
Dan Red does about
necessary.
What is the quality of feeling, and what is his first slide?
No, wait. There was a good question. I thought I heard a good question there.
It was a good question.
What is the quality of feeling? Could you expand upon the question so that we might answer it?
Well, for instance, what is visual about the immediate sensation of heat, which is every bit as much firstness as a sensation of red?
A mirage.
Out of his mind.
A mirage. That is
the show.
That is the visual.
Someday will be using fragments of these shows to then do their show called "That's the Radio Was Done."
That's already been done.
Oh, it is the quality of feeling, like the purple color noticed without any sense.
It's not too derivative or anything from anywhere, anytime.
Although there are known knowns and known unknowns,
I thought we got rid of you.
But
without any awareness,
nice glasses though.
Feeling of color.
Yeah, they're new glasses. Is that a real
object? Nor is it initially
no, but now you're really on duty
any
in a foreign country where they hate you.
There's no generality.
No.
Hey.
But nobody remembers President John Tyler, one of the more obscure presidents of the United States.
except perhaps remember that he was the back half of Tippecanoe and Tyler II, the two men in a horse costume and vaudeville act, which wowed early America.
Well, that's because he was generally thought of much as the same as the word Tippecanoe.
When William Henry Harrison succumbed to pneumonia,
people would say Tippecanoe,
contracted
and then,
by
you know,
giving an exceptionally long-winded and boring speech at the second inaugural in the freezing cold.
And then he got pneumonia, right?
And he was the first vice president to come to the presidency because of death. Yes,
oh,
that's American.
Thank you, Mr. Death. I'll be president now.
So what happened to John Tyler now? I mean, where is he now? What's he done for us lately?
Tyler's chief problem was that he was a former Democrat elected on a Whig ticket with a Whig Congress dominated by Mr. Whig himself, Henry Clay.
But, I mean, what's he done for us lately? You know, yeah. He can't ride on these laurels forever. He's got to come out of the woodwork and really come up belly up to the bar.
Well, when John Tyler vetoed a bill chartering a new national bank, the Whigs came at that point.
He was going to run for president again? Didn't he run for president once? He was in Vietnam, wasn't he?
His painting will run for president.
I think he was a swift boat captain in Vietnam.
First, yeah, why can't a painting run for president?
How come we don't have swift boats in Iraq?
Second, like so many
others, why don't they have swift boats? They could put wheels on them and drive them on the desert if they wanted
any
to.
Territory
if they could make boats swift way back there in the 70s and 60s, why can't we do it now? What's happened to technology?
Why can't we put a boat on wheels and put some knives on the end of our guns and do the things that we know we ought to do?
What's happened to military inventiveness? They've slipped back so far and now have these.
It's perceived as the whiteness of the first sheet now. It's a pure quality of awareness.
I think we should flood Iraq and launch a navy. Texas,
I think we should, too.
Thus
if we could get that desert completely
that
filled with water, we could launch like 1,000 ships.
At least.
And we could have, we that could then at least have our boats without having to put wheels on them.
As a delegate at the Virginia
Convention, all I want.
I think it would be cheaper than outfitting all the boats
the
with wheels.
Until George Bush, who
I mean, we know we can do the boat thing, right?
That would be enough. To justify
that's the thirdness John of our being the boat thing, right? President. Swift boats.
Yes,
if you Tom got you're Smith concentrating on that, he's concentrating on playing that guitar.
Launch Iraq into space.
Yeah,
Iraq and pinion steering into the new world.
I think we should just get out of Iraq quick, cut and run right
I didn't
now.
Know you were in Iraq.
Just call him up and press off.
I think we should just call him up and say we're out of here. Press off, dudes.
Press off. Press off.
We're going back home.
It's grand discretion.
I'm going back.
Press off.
Punching.
Press off.
S. O.
Are you punching or pressing?
He's punching until he's drunk with power.
Yeah, he's walking down that hallway. A long
walk
hallway.
Gone down the hall.
Well, what we're doing is finding out what happens when you press off.
Well, you press your lead
you
press
down
on nails.
Press off.
Is this the
office?
This
is the press office.
The press
you
office?
There?
No, no.
Hello, come in.
It's just gone to press.
Is that a bird or a tree?
Yes.
I'm the security camera monitor.
Oh, excuse me.
You mean you look at that
you
stuff?
You seem to have stumbled into the wrong office.
Well, I just got up. I'm still half asleep. That's
why I'm
stumbling.
Let me get out of your way.
I can't get by
my
own feet. It's like one of them just kicks the other one behind it and then forwards me further into the future.
Could you just speak to my secretary? She's in the outer office.
Give her a talking to.
I think of an icon like a secretary as a vestige of the past.
Press her off. Right
secretaries
in the
are for people who are technologically illiterate.
I have a special affinity for her.
Only Luddites have secretaries today.
Hold on, lady. Just stop.
Eyes forward, please.
Well, you can have an electronic secretary built into your office. Software.
Hey,
I'm here. Let me try that.
Before we even start the business with a secretary, you have to do retinal scan.
It's a dynamic object. Here, place it right here under your left breast.
That's retinal scan. Oh, well, forget it.
Oh, man, the clock.
Don't look at the nipples.
How can I help it when they're right in front of my eyes?
Keep your eyes off the nipples or we'll have to press you off.
I have to put my glasses on to be able to see those nipples.
You will be pressed off.
Now let me look.
If you mention...
Oh, yeah, they are.
If you mention
amazing
nipples,
when you put on your glasses.
Once every 15 minutes.
Now, okay.
You guarantee...
What the hell it is?
Guarantee a listening audience
of
at least...
Oh, I've never even heard of this one.
All right, we're in.
How many listeners do we have on the internet? Right?
Oh, at least.
A dozen listening listeners.
One listener.
Oh, this looks like
that's the only thing I care about.
Low-life trash.
Let's get personal. Would that one listener call in, please, from wherever you are and tell us where you're listening to the Puzzling Evidence Show?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Where in the world are you, that one
where
listener?
In the
we know
world
you're there.
Are you?
Wow. It's the end of the world.
When one man's public genius linked the world while another's private turmoil made him a symbol of the end of the great hush and the first victim of a new era, when instant communication, now inescapable, conquered the world.
Victim of what new error?
The laying of the first transatlantic telegraph cable.
That was an error?
Sorry! It destroyed the freedom of man.
I thought
tying
that...
him up in a technological tentacle.
It began the whole hang-up press-off thing.
Press on, press off, press on. Press office.
The second message was, Watson, press off.
Watson, come here, I need you. Idiot, I'm 30,000 miles away. Oh, well, I suppose.
Anyway, if you don't want to be a victim of an error, don't make any.
I don't want to be a victim, no, Yeah, that's right. Just act perfectly, and you will fall prey to no disease.
Make no
Neither
mistakes.
Neither the sun shall burn thee by day, nor the moon by night.
Make
How can the moon
no
burn
mistakes.
You anyway? Yeah, make no mistake 'em.
Make no mistakes about it.
Take the straight and narrow path, and if you start to slide, give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. Oh, my. I know.
Why do we have to float around up here?
Well, it's
part of the clean. More peaceful.
Straight.
Because also, we just got the news that our show, this show, has as many listeners as your show.
And it's been nominated for an
On the internet, anyway.
So I thought we'd go to church and pray and thank goodness for our
Thank goodness
show.
For our good
it's just
fortune.
Church Street. It's not really like everything.
Yeah, but next week, you know, there is no God.
So that's like Over the Edge and the Puzzling Evidence show are
exactly
like co-equal
now,
right?
Yeah.
They're a lot the same show. I mean, they have the same voices on them now.
It's so difficult to keep
it's
up.
So, it's stuff. So hard. One show just melts into another, and then they go back
Delicious
and forth.
Delicious chocolate.
Slathering and gathering.
You got your show in my peanut butter.
Both obsessed with religion.
One of them, it's like, wait a minute.
Thick, rich, creamy
milk
chocolate.
Bruce Howard
well, you guys don't
How
even...
How they do radio.
Like, you don't even pretend there's
really?
A God.
It was really embarrassing.
Tangy,
we don't pretend there's a what?
How so?
A God.
Just, we pretend there's many gods.
Delicious salted peanuts.
We actually pretend there's many,
and
many gods.
Payday,
see, there's one sitting next to you now. Look over to your left, quickly.
Pick up a payday today.
He disappeared.
Wow.
See, I saw you actually look to your left.
It's like magic.
See, you had a belief, a primordial belief that comes along as part of human nature that says there must be a god.
Salty nuts.
At least one god. There must be at least one god if not a million gods.
How old is God? I mean, Bob. How old is Bob anyway?
Rich, velvety, smooth.
How old do you want him to be?
I don't think I've ever heard how old he is now.
God you don't ask Bob. The question the right way. You say, how old should Bob be?
How old should he be?
How old is Bob?
Well, he should be like 24.
Do you know when he was born?
You should be 24.
Does anybody know when he was born?
Didn't he fight in
World
War II?
His mom does.
Well,
his mom knows when he was
born. Don't you care? My God,
sure,
what, if there was
why
one.
Why does the lack of knowledge indicate that
you know,
I care?
I mean, what's so important about
care?
I mean, are we getting hung up on
the age of Bob?
This is
the
age of Bob. When was he around?
This is the age of Bob.
The age of Bob. The age of Bob. Let's chant. The age of Bob. The age of Bob.
He can look like anything you want. He can look
like
a witch doctor or suffering. A bunch of co-buckers trying to get some beer.
I think it's important. You can try and deflect this query all you want. I think it's important to know the age of Bob. If you're going to...
All right. Now, well, let me ask you one question before I tell you the answer.
Yes, okay.
If you had the power
I do.
To make Bob any age you wanted him to be,
I do.
What would be the age that you would make him?
46.
Genial, now ask smiling, me the question. Pipe-smoking 46.
Ask me the question.
How old is Bob anyway?
43.
43, I thought he was a little older than that.
Youthful 43. But they say today that 40
well, he might be in some,
age,
some places, some alternate universes.
The new
he could
20.
Be 46.
It's just that in most religions, they make a big point of when their god was born. It's like a big holiday.
They like to kill them when they're 33, though.
They like to know.
That's part of the fun. See, none of that applies here. None of that is anyway important. We don't care what
he
looks like, what he was born.
I understand.
What he smells like. We care more what he smells like than how old he is.
Because we're merchandising weird, Bob's
you know,
favorite aftershave.
Weird.
Well, it's an extra holiday, that's all you're missing out on. You could have a
Bob's
have a
birthday
day,
day?
A day of rest and celebration.
You know, you're right.
And you're
what if
just skipping it? Just
symbolic.
Skipping it.
All right.
Listen, what if we just found one of the
experts
what
one
we
of
have
the local
enough holidays?
Religion's favorite holiday and appropriated it.
The trials
okay,
and
kids stay
like
getting tired
of the holidays.
So I think we should appropriate the local culture's favorite holiday.
That's why his name is Philo.
Because we could all drive on the left side.
We should drive on the left side. And what day should we appropriate for this day?
Well, I mean, he was born on Sunday. You should try and find out.
No, I don't think we should. That would be like finding Jesus' real birth.
Well, you want it to be true, don't you?
I want it to be symbolic of the day. I wanted to appropriate some local religions right so now. That we can
okay.
supersede their need to already be worshiping on that day.
Okay, April 7th.
To buy a what happens on April 7th?
Bob was born on April 7th.
How about April 15th? Bob
April 15th, fine.
Tax day.
Fine.
People worship the dollar on that day.
That's pretty good. Others. And it could be a holiday.
How about Halloween? Halloween is their favorite holiday.
That could be a tax day. Could be a holiday. That's good. Kids could stay home from school. We could drive on the left side. It'd be great.
Yeah, we could walk in the left side of the street, drive on the left side of the street. What else should we do as a symbol of our reverence to Bob on that day?
Erect a huge nipple in your front yard.
Erect a huge nipple.
What about a pipe?
What about a pipe? Should we put a pipe in the nipple?
Or a big head that you can leave on somebody's front lawn.
What if we had a nipple on Bob's head with a pipe in it? Or a Bob head on the nipple
pipe
with a
pipe in
it?
No, I'm not following you now.
What if we had a pipe in the Bob head and the Bob head was sitting on top of the nipple?
I don't know what kind of neighborhood you live in, but I'm not going to do that in my yard.
About a pipe in it? Yeah.
What about an icon of one? Can we just put an icon there? A Bob icon in the nipple.
Forget it. I don't even have a yard, so press off, will you? See, that's how it's used. Or should be.
Talk to the press.
In the modern world. Stop using archaic, out-of-date terms. Come up with stuff that actually fits the situation.
That's true. I think that's an innovative approach to...
Get out of that rut.
A difficult thing. A difficult pursuit.
Climb up to the top of the edge of that rut and yell, press off!
Somebody's been swilling a little too much rut gut.
Think of yourself as an amphibian for once. Drink a lot of water and breathe it through your gills. Or your gill-like appendages. You're a quadruped. Live like one. Smell like one.
Smells like a train.
Be a good example for your other fellow quadrupeds.
Bob smells like a train? Did someone say that? It's so hard to hear.
And soon, your internal organs will begin to arrive at your home preserved in alcohol.
They already are.
Oh, it's Dr. Fives.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm facing a bogus creature right here in front of me. I can't tell what it is.
At least it's not a spider.
No!
Careful.
This
it's got
is
a
radio.
Duck's beak.
Say
I can see
spider,
the beak, and it's a duck's
a big,
beak.
Horrible spider.
Spiders
there,
have beaks.
And yet it's a mermaid. It has a monkey's body with a mermaid-like beak.
A mermaid.
Uh-oh, you're fishtailing again.
A duck beak. I'm fishing over.
Fishing over.
For decades, a difference. Colin Powell has been one of the world's most powerful and influential figures. A decorated veteran of the Vietnam War.
And his son.
Powell served as both the head of the National Security Council under President Ronald Reagan.
His son was the head of the FCC, and you know.
What's he done for me lately, though?
Joint Chiefs. He stops you from saying.
Under President George Herbert Walker
Bush. I can't say. Yeah. We'll forget.
So that we can't say that.
What did you just say?
I can't say that anymore.
Though his name was widely cited among possible Republican presidential candidates.
He said, Bob smells like a train, and he meant it.
What does that mean?
A huge rumbling.
Well, it's this new third
car.
Dogma that we have to pay reverence to. Here, Reverend, put your I money in here.
Oh, I would. But
I really don't see how you guys can keep making sense on my program.
Anybody here actually see the Jesus Christ movie, Dies Again movie?
No.
Prior to the Pride and the Passion? Or
Prior to the Passion of the Christ? Or,
I did not.
It's 420, and he's gone.
I'd
just like
to
that.
See
he was already gone. In the 420 is an important time, except the sign is something that...
Are you down here, Pancho?
Pancho!
Pancho be gone.
El Cisco. There's Pancho.
That's just a body.
Boy, it's desolate out here.
So you can't get a ride home with Pancho no more.
Not a soul to tell why thou art desolate can ever return.
So are you gonna like... Oh, this Air Force manual is so thick.
Yes.
Guys online?
Manuel. Guys online. Yeah. Guys online. Guys online.
Guys online.
Ding 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 ding.
Guys online.
It could be like that.
I don't know if I can learn that in time for the show.
we've got a month
to do that.
To do that before the real show.
Hey, there's somebody looking in the door. Did you see that?
It's an audience.
Executive.
We have an audience.
We don't have that. We only have one listener.
It's really stimulating.
He runs through the town, upstairs and down the stairs, in his nightgown, peeping through the windows, reacting with shock.
So reflecting.
Are all the children in their beds? Well, now it's 8 o'clock.
They are. I see him. I'll check in there.
I see him.
That's just a mirror image of your own face that you see.
Okay, 40 minutes to go. Let's revamp.
We're blasting off.
Should we regroup?
Let's recant.
Should we huddle here? And
let's
get huddle?
Out recap. Into the universe to cruise forever among the distant stars.
Should we wear a prosthetic device as we do this?
Oh!
All right, you guys done.
I'm trying to shoot down that other show. What is it? The show?
So much heat.
Well, just remember, when you look out across the horizon,
thermoplastic
a human being has passed.
Protecting our astronauts
now driving
as
right
they come
here?
In for a hard landing on the field.
Well, this is Pennywise. Errol Flynn, you're next.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Sue.
How can I help you?
Impulse buying. I never have money left for
anything.
Jim, I really have a buying impulse problem.
Well,
buying.
If we miss
fire it, that collage.
In a heap of trouble.
Tell us how you would solve this problem.
Well, I just hope it solves itself. You know, they're beyond me, but sometimes they fix themselves.
Machines don't fix themselves.
Yes, they fix themselves.
These are not the chosen.
They are the things that fix themselves.
Here in a dimly lit room, we find a television set.
A matter of adjusting.
Sucking the face of its viewer.
A wet TV set. That's how Bob starts.
You are on your own.
Somehow I've got to change history.
The wet TV set that
in
was
other news,
the deciding factor.
Bob said to her, just let me take a look at it. Oh, that is the set of the F.
I'll figure it out.
The wet TV set did its job. And digital sound effects here.
So do you think this is what Marconi intended?
No, with his wireless not at all. If I was at home listening to this, I'd press it off.
Do you think he had any idea that something like this would eventually
happen? I don't think he had an inkling. I think he was clueless as to the puzzling evidence aesthetic.
Now, do you think it's worth trying to go back and tell him about it?
No, I don't. I don't think that's possible, Philo. I don't think it's possible.
But if it was, would you do it?
If it was, I would, but it isn't, so I won't.
Because it's important that we try, even if we can't succeed.
That's a fantasy, a hopeless, empty fantasy you're clinging to.
Trying is better than doing.
Get hold of yourself, man.
Trying is better than doing. I am holding myself. I always keep a hold of myself with my third arm.
Too late. It's fused to his stomach.
It's fused to the stump of my neck.
I think if you invited Marconi on this program and he walked in right now,
he could demonstrate his wireless
down.
He wouldn't know that this was a radio station.
He wouldn't even know it.
He wouldn't even know it.
He wouldn't know where he was or what he was doing.
Why do you think he might wonder where
the horses?
Marconi,
don't you people
born
have
into
horses?
A wealthy Italian family, was fascinated
how
from
in the hell do you get around?
With how, do you the phenomenon hear the of how do you hear the
caller? Caucus befitted his
caller? What's
by
that?
A series of private tutors, the young Marconi's
scientific your neck.
Education was spotty at best. That was just as well.
Just think of all
had
the things he didn't know. But
science,
yet, strangely, he invented radio.
He absorbed the orthodox
no
view that electromagnetic
how is it possible to know so little and invent so much?
That's usually on the show.
As it was,
but
he had
that's
the
story
of history.
Was here.
As we drift backwards in time into the future of
workable engineering solutions and a charismatic, persuasive personality. Armed with those formidable weapons, he journeyed to London in the year 1896 to prove to the world that over-the-horizon wireless telegraphy was possible. But around the same time, Dr. Hawley Crippen...
You know, at one point in our show, we have a guy walk up to another guy and hand him an audio cable, and the guy says, oh, I've just been handed a wire. Boy, do they laugh at that.
Dr. Crippen was famous for...
And he reads the wire. I wonder if Marconi would think that was funny. I wonder if Marconi had a sense of humor.
I don't think he did.
Perhaps he was a dour, sad, sour old man who never laughed at anything.
Well,
now, do you think Marconi should have invented the radio?
His first radio program certainly wasn't funny. Yes.
Now, did he invent the podcast, too? I'd like to make sure that our listeners start listening harder. They call their friends. They listen to the KPFA
but
archives.
Don't get an earache.
They go to Quivering Brain and download the podcast.
Don't
they burn
the
podcast to CDs and DVDs. They mail the burned CDs
make sure
to all their friends.
TV while you listen
they listen
to
live on the internet.
Too
they
many
listen
instructions.
Various times across the globe.
Too many instructions. Yeah,
well,
just
it
think
works
about
a lot better
it.
If you just watch some press kind what? Of like Channel 32. Say.
Greenwich Mean Time plus 5 hours.
Stop instructing. Start inspiring. That's how to get things done in this world.
Okay, search and rescue.
Press off.
Sunny side up.
What about fruit, seeds, bark, and tubers?
You
can eat whatever you like. I say good old mashed potatoes and brown gravy.
Too many carbohydrates.
Oh.
Now, if the gravy is next to the potato, is that okay?
Eat it.
No, you got to put it on the potato. What good is it next to the potato? You're just going to have to mix it all up with a fork.
Mix up taters with these.
But that way the user could do the mixing.